Cord reversed his mallet and leaned on it, grinning at Jordan.
Nicely done, Your Highness. I was wondering how long it would take you to lose your temper and blast the little swine with your fire magic. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must go. The steward needs me.
And he was out the door and gone before Jordan could think to mention the mess Cord had made of the suite. He'd seen battlefields that were less messy.
At least the bedroom door was shut. It'll give me a nice clean place to sleep.
He retrieved his sword and sheathed it, then thought about making a start about cleaning up the mess. He thought better of it.
What could anybody Oh, you again.
Sorry. Forgot to ask why I was here, sire. Have there been any outbreaks of the Unreal in this part of the castle? We've had sightings practically everywhere else.
Nothing here, apart from that red cap, of course. Kind of hard to miss that, I'd say.
No unusual visitors in the past hour or so.
Jordan decided not to mention the monk. Things were complicated enough as they were.
There was a young boy who'd got separated from his mother, but that's all. One of my guards is looking after him.
Oh, yes. There wouldn't have been Wee Geordie by any chance.
That's right. Do you know him?
In a manner of speaking.
Good. I sent him over to the steward. Maybe you can help her find the lad's mother.
I already know where she is, sire. In the castle cemetery. She and Wee Geordie have both been dead these past 200 years. You should feel honored, sire. Wee Geordie doesn't show himself to many people. He's one of the rarer ghosts in Castle Midnight. Quite well documented, though. He was 9 years old when he died. Now he's spent 2 centuries wandering through the corridors, lost and alone, searching for his mother. Poor soul.
But he was real. Solid. He held my hand.
This is Castle Midnight, Your Highness.
Oh, of course. I've been away from home too long, that's all. Everything's fine here now, Cord. You can go.
Sire.
Jordan sat down heavily on the nearest intact chair, shaken at how close he'd come to giving himself away. Of course, the real Victor wouldn't have been surprised about the ghost. He'd probably grown up surrounded by the things. The great Jordan, on the other hand, had never seen a ghost before in his life and would be just as happy if he never saw another one. And yet, Wee Geordie hadn't been exactly frightening. He just seemed shy, worried, and lost. Jordan frowned. Maybe Geordie didn't know he was dead and a ghost. How could a child that age ever really understand what had happened to him? All he would know for sure was that his mother had apparently gone off and left him on his own, surrounded by strangers. Jordan shuddered, strangely touched by the young ghost's fate. 200 years. No child should have to suffer such a thing. There must be something he could do to help. Maybe the steward could do something. He couldn't afford to ask such a thing. It would be totally out of character for Victor. The prince wouldn't have given a damn if he'd met Geordie. He'd probably have put the boy out of his room on the end of his boot, in fact. Jordan stared broodingly at the wall in front of him. No, he couldn't get involved. It was too dangerous. Word would get around. Questions would be asked. But Geordie had trusted him. No one had trusted Jordan in a very long time. He frowned, his mood souring rapidly. More and more, Jordan was coming to the conclusion that he didn't like Victor at all. On the stage, he'd always played his aristocratic roles as honorable men, noble and heroic. In reality, he was finding them to be devious, treacherous, and even openly evil. Jordan caught himself. He didn't like the way his thoughts were running. He was here to do a job, not make character judgments on his employers. He'd worked for scum before in his time. After all, it was theater, and it had never bothered him as long as their money was good. At Castle Midnight, he was acting a part, nothing more, and being well paid for it. He was tired, and his head hurt. He'd think about it again in the morning. Things might seem clearer in the light of day.
What is it now?
The air tore open before him, and out of the shimmering gap stepped a man with no face. Any other time, Jordan might have been impressed. As it was, the faceless man was just another damned visitor who stood between him and his bed.
What the hell do you want?
A thin, flat wound opened at the base of the blank face to make a mouth.
I have have a message for you from Prince Dominic.
Jordan watched as the wound closed and disappeared.
Out of all of the uninvited guests I've had this evening, you have got to be the most repulsive and least welcome. I can't think of a single thing Dominic might have to say that couldn't wait till morning. Now beat it, or I'll have you exorcised.
I'm not a ghost.
Keep annoying me, and that could change suddenly.
Jordan glared firmly at where he imagined the eyes should be in the blank face, but the newcomer showed no signs of being intimidated.
Oh, all right, then get on with it. But keep it short, or I'll heckle you.
Prince Dominic sends his regards. He bids me tell you that you now have 12 hours in which to leave Castle Midnight. Stay here 1 minute longer, and you will be killed. You're playing a dangerous game, actor. Whatever they're paying you, it isn't enough. Leave while you still can. This is the only warning you'll get.
The world split open and swallowed up the faceless man. Jordan closed his eyes. Did everyone in Castle Midnight know he was an actor and an imposter? Certainly, it seemed both Lewis and Dominic at least suspected the truth. Presumably, they weren't sure yet, or they'd have exposed him at court. Jordan scowled unhappily. If they did have any real proof against him, the sensible thing to do would be to get out while he still could. But if Lewis and Dominic were just guessing, his sudden departure would be all the proof they needed. They might even send a company of guards after him to drag him back to Castle Midnight to answer questions. Always assuming Victor's people didn't try to kill him for running out on them. And either way, it would mean giving up all hope of his 50,000 ducats. Jordan felt very strongly about those ducats. He felt he'd earned them. No, he was going to have to stay put, at least for the time being. Dominic's threat had to be at least partly bluff. Jordan relaxed a little as he thought it through. Roderick had assured him he was perfectly safe in the suite, and when he had to leave it, he'd have Gawain and the others to protect him. On the other hand, all that protection hadn't done much to keep out the apparently endless stream of visitors he'd had all evening. Did anybody sleep in this castle?